Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello again from Las Vegas, Nevada. Today we'll feature both a look forward and a glance back in Vegas lore. Up first, you'll meet Pat Christensen. Now, that may not be a familiar name to you, but Pat is one of the folks responsible for the music explosion in Las Vegas. He started by bringing the Grateful Dead into town and selling out the Thomas & Mack Center. From there, it was major acts and festivals, bringing in thousands to watch acts that formerly avoided Vegas. Pat will share his fascinating story and his vision for Vegas entertainment in the next years. And it's a very exciting future for visitors and residents alike. Then, do you like mid-century modern decor from the 20th century? Then you're going to love Patina Decor, whose unique inventory makes this furniture and fashion store a must-see visit. Finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us about a new game in town that has some gamblers actually angry. It's called Triple Zero Roulette, and Scott will share his thoughts and advice. You see an explosion of great entertainment venues jumping on the Vegas scene. We're going to talk to one of the driving forces that's making Las Vegas really a music mecca, something that it only had done in part before. His name is Pat Christensen. He is the president of Las Vegas Events and also has a book out, Rock Vegas, Live Music Explodes in the Neon Desert. Well, Pat, did you ever expect to see anything like this? I mean, you've been in Vegas a long time. Are you kind of shocked to see all the different venues now for big acts to come in and play at?
You know, it evolved over time. So, you know, you started back in, you know, before 1991, Vegas was selling less than 200,000 tickets to live music events. Today, we're selling over 3 million tickets to live music events. So if you look at how that happened, that's the story of the book, is how we went from, you know, Elvis and showrooms and lounges to some of the finest theaters, arenas, this new sphere that the Madison Square Garden is going to put in. So I think nothing really. As a live music fan, I just have been able to enjoy the growth of all of these fine venues, which really kickstarted all the live music.
And it's really incredible, because we talk about Elvis was kind of what you thought of rock pre-1999, right? Before really started getting big acts. And even that was kind of at the end of his career, and it was a special thing. Same with the Beatles' appearance in the 60s. But now you've got a place that doesn't just take the old stars and stuff. I mean, these are current people, and this is a part of, when they're setting up their scheduled tour, it's just become a place that they have to go to, right? Right along with New York, L.A., Chicago, and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. And if you look at it, for the longest time in the 70s and the 80s, actually till beginning of the 90s until MGM Grand Garden opened. This was really Vegas was kind of a place where stars went to retire.
Yeah.
You know, it had that type of image, and today it's one of the top five live music markets in the world.
Well, Pat, do you think part of this, too, is a way of the city fathers realizing that there's gambling everywhere? Okay, we know that, around the world. For Vegas to continue as this very special place, they have to diversify. And one of the ways it diversified is becoming really what I think of as Branson on steroids. By that I mean there's all this entertainment, but it's all big-name entertainment, and you could come out for a week and see different acts every day.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think it was a combination when we went from diversifying from just gaming, you upscaled the dining experience, you upscaled the shopping experience, and live music was another natural for them to, you know, it's beginning with when Peter Morton opened the Hard Rock, you know, a 2,000 seat to really bar club hosting the Eagles and the Rolling Stones. And I think that just kind of set the tone for a whole wave of theaters. And then the arenas, you obviously have T-Mobile, and then the music festivals. Those grew right with the rest of the country here. So, yeah, every aspect of live music is, you can now experience that in Vegas.
Well, and you've been through all this, which is fascinating about the book. For example, when they first started to get rock groups that were relevant, you were there. It was 1991, you say, the Grateful Dead shows over at Sam Boyd Stadium, which is part of the UNLV, along with Thomas Mack, their entertainment venues that you were responsible for. When you saw the Grateful Dead come and there was all that excitement, were you kind of seeing ahead, like, okay, we can really change this place? Or was that something that, you know, at the time might have just seemed like, well, this is a nice shot, this is a shot in the dark?
You know, when you look at this evolution, in the 70s and early 80s, you had two venues. You had the Convention Center, 7,000-seat venue. You had the Aladdin, and every once in a while, the Sahara Space Center. Until 83, Thomas & Mack Center opened. Now you had an 18,500-seat venue that again that further grew the live music, but the Grateful Dead really was the turning point, because in 1991 when they played here, when we looked at it, we said, well, shoot, if the Grateful Dead can draw fans from out of town, why can't we draw others? So during that five years the Grateful Dead, they were selling 130,000 tickets by the time they before Jerry Garcia died. But we attracted Paul McCartney, Eagles, Dave Matthews, did about a dozen different stadium shows. So I think what that did for the city, and then shortly thereafter, MGM Grand Garden opens. And MGM Grand Garden really wasn't built to be a concert venue. It was going to be a boxing venue to compete with Caesars.
Wow.
But
yeah,
when they saw the ability of these acts to draw, it was just a natural. And what happened in 93 with MGM is that it completely, there was probably, you know, the Grateful Dead was a turning point, but if there was a major turning point, it was MGM Grand Garden.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Rolling Stones go out there. I mean, before that, right, Stones wouldn't even consider going to Las Vegas, but, you know, and that was a great venue at the time for them.
Yeah, and we couldn't get the Stones to book Sam Boyd Stadium. They made more money and preferred to be in a 15,000-seat arena than to be in a 40,000-seat stadium in Vegas. So the paradigm here was much different than around the country.
Yeah, and now we've got such great arenas. I mean, you talk about it in the book, but, I mean, there's things like I saw the John Fogerty over the Venetian. What a great place to see a concert, you know. There are more and more of these places that are just fantastic, and the sound quality of these places is so great that you have people wanting to come out here and experience this.
I still go to a lot of live music. I'm going to go to Hot Tuna at the Brooklyn Bowl, Outlaws down at the Golden Nugget. Phil Collins is going to be playing Grand Garden. So again, it just goes to the diversity. And so then, like Fogarty, I've seen Fogarty at the Venetian, and I've seen Fogarty at the Pearl. Mm-hmm. So it is these artists that play. I've seen Chicago and Doobie Brothers in different venues. Then I saw them at the Park Theater together. So it is any artist you want, and almost any type of experience, venue you want. And each time you see them, the show's a little more diverse.
More with Pat Christensen, president of Las Vegas Events and author of Rock Vegas, Live Music Explodes in the Neon Desert, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Pat Christensen, who for over 35 years has been instrumental in the development of special events in Las Vegas.
You know, Pat, going through your biography, you've obviously gone with this evolution because music is just different. You know, as you say, in the old days, it was where people went to die, you know, kind of that sort of thing. Now, these classic rock groups still are, you know, that came from my era. I remember when there weren't classic rock, but now there's still some of the big draws. And it's not just that. That is being intermixed with people that are as current as you can be.
Well, again, if you went to a show in the 70s, what was great about the 60s and 70s, and even the 80s, was that the newness of, the uniqueness of the shows. And the MTV came along, and it wasn't a mystery anymore. But you know what was missing then? It was the production, the technology and the production. You know, you didn't know it then because it was the best. But if you go to a show now, I went to Roger Waters at T-Mobile, or you go to U2, and even some of the, I've been to Beyonce and Jay-Z, but I hear those productions, both the sound quality, the video, all of what they are able to do to create a live performance every year, that gets better.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, getting back to the Rolling Stones, I saw them when I was, you know, in my teenage years, back in the late 70s and so forth. And, you know, if you sat up in a big 50,000-seat stadium, you know, depending on where you sat, could really affect the sound and the whole experience. Now you go in these big arenas, and it doesn't matter where you sit. I mean, it sounds great no matter where you're at. I guess the sound quality has just kind of led to some of this, too.
Absolutely. The sound, both the sound and the video are the two major drivers of concert production today.
Pat, what do you think about the Raiders Stadium being built? I mean, there's now going to be something that is going to be the biggest facility and so forth, and you got to be thinking ahead. There's going to be some events, I imagine, out there besides just football.
Yeah, absolutely. I would guess that in addition to football, you're looking at 15 major events a year, maybe 25. But in concerts and live music alone, you know, stadiums around the country are doing 4 to 6 stadium shows a year. You've got U2 is out there. You've got Ed Sheeran. Taylor Swift is the whole live music industry. And I believe because of streaming music, the access to music today at the price of today is helping artists break their,
yeah.
But the whole live, the only way they can make money today is to go out touring. So I think the stadium, especially the type of stadium, that location of the stadium, I think you're see 4 to 6 stadium shows a year in Vegas.
That's incredible. Another thing you've been involved with that I wanted to talk with you about was this whole idea of festivals, and you've had great success. However, we all remember what happened last October, where we had that horrible event at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Aside from the shock and the sheer terror of it, as you look at that, has that changed the way you've thought about some of these festivals and what has to be done now? I mean, did that change your mind at all, just having gone through that?
It hasn't changed mine, because unfortunately we live in that world.
Right.
And whether it's a festival, an airport, the city and anybody in live music production is reacting to that. The improved security, obviously perimeter security, but in terms of, you know, I just refuse, and I think people should refuse to change their view of how you want to live your life based on, an incident like that. So, no, I think we started in 2005, we've kind of tested the waters with festivals here with Broadway Goose. Bay Goose is probably still my single biggest disappointment in doing this job, in that we had the first year, we had Dave Matthews, we had Widespread Panic, String Cheese Incident. We did 40,000 a night. It sold out 10 shows in different venues, the after parties.
Yeah.
And then the year after, I think the fact that it was 10 miles from the strip at Sam Boyd Stadium, and the locals really didn't embrace it. So we lost after 3 years. Bay Goose went away. But EDC came, Pasquale Rotella brought EDC from L.A. Life is Beautiful, Rock in Rio. You know, you have Las Rages now downtown. So that the festival, I think you're going to see, and even the Route 91, right? 91 is one of the best country musical festival experiences around. I mean, the fact that you're right there on the strip, the intimacy of the stage, and it's only a 25,000 seat venue. So, I think festivals will overcome any of the security issues, and I think you'll see them continue to grow here.
Well, we certainly hope so, and I know Las Vegas, the city itself, has really boosted up everything. You know, the only good thing about those horrible things is once you go through them once, you learn stuff. So they just get safer and safer. You know, well, like you say, you got to live your life. I do have a question, though, about, because this is what you do. I mean, these signature events, it's amazing what you do. And I imagine in Vegas, if you're going to have something there, and if somebody wants to put something on, you've got to remember where you're at. And, Vegas is a different place, right, than, say, putting one of these things on in, you know, any other typical city across the country.
Well, you know, it's, the economics of a show in Vegas are opposite of where they are anywhere else. Here, when you do most live music events, when you do a festival, you do an arena show, 85% of the market is people traveling here to see those shows. That's why the demand has grown so much. If you're in L.A., Chicago, Dallas, it's the opposite, 85% local. So the economics of this is really what has driven the live music industry, because it's such it's so valuable to the hotels in terms of drawing customers.
You'll hear more from Pat Christensen, the president of Las Vegas Events and author of Rock Vegas, Live Music Explodes in the Neon Desert, in just a moment. I'm here with Neil Portnoy at the fantastic Portnoy Gallery in Las Vegas. What do you got going on here, Neil? It seems like everybody from the world of sports, entertainment, incredible pictures in a style that I've never seen before.
There's always something going on here. You know what? I do a lot of commission work, clients all over the country. I work from photographs. Whether it's your pet, your children, your spouses, your favorite sports athlete, entertainer, you give me a good quality photo, and this is what I turn it into, a work of art.
You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to the president of Las Vegas Events, Pat Christensen. How much of these residencies affected the big events? Because I'm thinking, you know, you've got some of these great residencies. When we talked about Fogarty, we talked, you know, obviously Chicago has done one. Rod Stewart's been out many times. Is that good for the events? Because people want to, like, again, because this is part of the travel thing, well, I'm going to go see this particular festival or this one-time-only act. But while I'm there, now it's even more attractive because I can go see, well, you could see Elton John. He's retiring now. But that kind of thing. Are these, do the residencies help or hurt?
Oh, no. I think the residencies are all part of why it continues to grow. You look at what Celine Dion did. And you all have these pioneers. John Magnan, AEG, when they put together the deal with Caesars, you know, some playing, having an artist do 60 shows a year in a 4,000-seat setup, that was unheard of them. And yet, to this day, I think she's, I can't remember the number, but I think it's over 700 sold-out shows in a 4,000-seat venue. So that paved the way for Elton John, Rod Stewart, Bette Midler. But at the same time, you could see The Who at the Coliseum. Van Morrison is playing the Coliseum. Then you have the new Zappos Theater, which is the old Aladdin. The only thing that ever survived with the Aladdin Hotel over the life of the Aladdin is the theater. That's now the Zappos Theater, and you have Britney Spears, J-Lo, Pitbull. So now what residencies have done is became the foundation for an artist in terms of being able to, they don't have to tour. For fans, you come to Vegas and you imagine being able to see an act like Celine Dion or The Who at the Coliseum. And you come to town and you're looking for something to do. That there's nowhere in the world that you can do that. So residencies really have been an important piece of the growth of music. They don't compete at all. It is just another way for an artist and they're to connect with their fans.
So let's look at the future, which has got to be exciting. You mentioned the Sphere. There's any number of seats. And the question around town has been, can we fill these seats? But judging from what you're saying, it seems like, yeah, Vegas can, because, again, this is going to change the whole dynamics of tourism here and so forth, too.
Well, again, you look at, you have 150,000 rooms, so we have a big stomach to feed. So the key to that is giving people the diverse quality choices for their experiences. The one you mentioned, the Sphere, everything that we've talked about now, leading up to now, is the Sphere is going to, it's going to set a new standard for live music, not just here, but around the world. This 18,000-seat setup is going to have a video board that goes from the floor to the ceiling and literally wraps 130% of the arena, envelops it with a resolution that's 100 times better than anything you see right now.
Wow.
So the sound will be tweaked to every individual seat. So if you're sitting in the 18,000 seat in the venue, or you're sitting in the same row, you're going to get sound delivered at the same quality. The floor is—it's like a floor, a subwoofer in the floor. So you'll feel the bass underneath you. So when you look at that, you put all that together in this globe that has completely translucent, you know, it can either almost disappear, or it can be almost the globe is a video screen itself.
Wow.
So that is what that will become as a destination in itself.
Yeah.
Regardless of who is performing there. Let's say I've seen the Eagles or I've seen U2, I will want to go see them again in that venue. But I think what will be unique about that, where I think this adds and doesn't subtract, is the touring acts, for the most part, are still going to play T-Mobile because the production is set for that. The experience at the Sphere is one in which an act like U2, Paul McCartney, they literally could go in and create a production, their own production, different than the tour, and they could run 10, 12 days in a row for fans that want to see the Sphere, want to see a completely different audio and video experience with a show custom produced by an act. So this is cutting edge stuff for not just for Vegas, for anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, the creativity is unlimited. So I'm excited about that.
not just the touring acts. Imagine a Hollywood producer, somebody that's producing a film, but wants to create a live experience with that in this venue. Wow. And how long that could run. So this could be a whole different, like when Cirque came in. That's
right.
A whole different genre, a whole different mix of entertainment. This has the ability not just to augment, to improve the experience for current acts, but create completely different productions.
That's really exciting. You know, if you want to get involved and you have an event, you got to visit Las Vegas Events. Pat, where can people find out more information about what Las Vegas Events does?
It's real simple, lasvegasevents.com.
Okay, and the book is Rock Vegas Live Music Explodes in the Neon Desert. And that book, I believe, is available everywhere, Amazon and everywhere. Is that right?
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, Pat, thank you so much for being with us. Really enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
From the best of the music world in Vegas, let's now take a look at the best of an earlier era in decor with a visit to a store that features that look today. If you're interested in furniture, some vintage stuff, incredible stuff, there's a store I found that was featured in Forbes magazine, Patina Decor, and with us are the owners of Patina Decor, Kate Aldridge and Tim Schaefer, and it's just a fascinating place with stuff. When you think of vintage furniture or vintage clothing, it's not just a bunch of stuff thrown out there. There's a lot to it. How would you define, Kate, exactly when you guys say vintage, what are you talking about?
Mostly designer, 1960s, some 70s, furniture, lighting, art. For clothing, we are definitely the glamorous side of the 1960s. Beautiful captains, gowns, this type of thing, fantastic hats, jewelry, custom jewelry.
So we're not talking then about, when we think about the 60s and stuff, you're not talking about the counterculture or anything. This was really, at the time, you know, what, for lack of a better phrase, with the beautiful wear people were wearing.
Yes, these are all designer pieces. In fact, that's why Forbes wrote us up, was primarily because of our captains.
It's really a fun place to go. And, I mean, if you have any interest in this, you should definitely stop by, take a look at it. It's great. Now, Kate, I want to ask you, you two came from different backgrounds. You were, as I understand it, designing plates for, like, five-star restaurants or that sort of thing. What happened? How'd you get here?
The way I got here is I had been doing that for a number of years, probably 15 years, and the market had changed quite a bit during when it started to turn down. But I needed to live someplace where there was a lot of five-star dining because that was my customer base. So I talked him into moving here, and shortly after that, I decided I didn't want to travel anymore. So we had already made the transition into Las Vegas, and Tim had always been in antiques, and he wanted to open a store, and so here we are.
Well, it's a beautiful place. Tim, I got to ask you, I know as I read through some of the stuff, your specialty is vintage barware. And I've got to tell you, they are some of the most beautiful pieces I've ever seen. Is this something you were interested for a long time in?
No, it was a niche that I thought I could fill because I didn't know of anybody else who was doing that kind of thing. So we just decided to gather as many great barware-type glasses and pitchers and mixology items and put it all together in one place.
And this is a fantastic place to do it because people think of mixology and so forth when they think of Las Vegas. How do you guys get the stuff you get? Because, again, this is all really high-end stuff. You know, are you constantly on the lookout all over the world for this type of thing, or people contacting you? How does it work?
We travel a lot. We drive around. We buy from other dealers. But most of it comes from California, Arizona, and just when we go on trips. A lot of it comes from there, not from here.
You'll hear more from Kate Aldridge and Tim Schaefer, proprietors of Patina Decor in Las Vegas, in just a moment. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment, at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and tend therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your
water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Kate Aldridge and Tim Schaefer of Patina Decor, located in the Arts District of Las Vegas. And you were telling me before, Kate, a lot of the customers you have aren't necessarily from Las Vegas, but they're from places like New York, London, Los Angeles, and so forth. As people go on there, is there anything they should be aware of? And especially with clothing and so forth, how does that work? Because I'm always wondering if people, how things are if they don't fit. And this isn't something like your store where I'll send you the different size or what have you.
We do not sell clothing online. Only furniture, lighting, and some what we call smalls, accessories. All of the clothing is kept in the store because I love having a storefront, and I want to be the place that people come to find their clothing line. But we can't sell it online. It would just be too difficult. We want to keep the best things in the store.
Well, that makes sense. So let's talk about the store. First of all, this area, it's called the Furniture District. It's between the Stratosphere on one side and the Arts District on the other. The good news is that they're fixing this area up. By that, I mean the streets and so forth. It's going to be really pleasant. Bad news is a lot of construction right now. You guys getting ready to tackle that little bit more difficult time?
We are. We are preparing for a long construction period that may go until the end of 2018. So we're focusing on our online right now. Our store is still active, but we know that we have a long road ahead of us right now. But in the meantime, there will be parking available for anyone who wants to come down here.
Tim, as you came into Las Vegas, you guys came from Colorado, I believe. Was there anything that was surprising about this area? Obviously, a lot of this stuff makes you think of Las Vegas in terms of the glitz and glamour. But was that a rough adjustment at all, or was it a pretty good fit for you?
It was. There was one store down here at that time that carried very glitzy, glamorous Las Vegas items. But being that there was only one, I came up with the idea and went home and told Kate we should open a store because there was only the one other one. And in fact, we took their old space, which already, because they went to a larger space up the street. So we already had traffic coming to that location, and then the rest of this followed.
Yeah, this is great. And a lot of it's word of mouth. So as people come down here, tell me a little bit about your customer base, because obviously this isn't for everybody. Who are the type of people that are coming here, and are they tourists, or do they all live here, or what is it?
I'd say a majority of it are tourists. There is some locals, but I think for our type of store, the locals that we would like to have down here just don't feel safe coming down here yet, because it is, you know, it does have a lot of homeless around, walking by. And so as time goes on, I think it's going to get better, and the more affluent folks will come down for us, I think.
Well, that's certainly fortunate. It's really not a bad area. So people, if you want to come by here, yeah, daytime in particular, it's pretty, you can walk around here, but come with a car, because you can park right out in front, what have you, and take a look. Well, as you see the future of this, you know, I'm kind of curious, because I think what you're doing is unique. Once this gets all done and stuff, where do you see the store from here? Are you going to do more stuff online, possibly a bigger store? What do you think?
Well, I think we'll continue to post the best things online. I think we see that we will always have a brick and mortar, because we love interfacing. We have constant customers who come back, even from Australia. We have a woman who comes 4 times a year. So we will continue to have a brick and mortar, and we'll just keep doing what we're doing. We've just worked really hard, and we've been really successful to have our shop, and we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Well, it's Patina Decor, great place. It's in the Furniture District. Let's tell people, Kate, how they can get here. It's in terms of from either downtown or the strip. And then let's give them that website one more time.
All right. Probably the best way to visualize this is that we are 5 blocks north of the Stratosphere on Main Street. So we're between Charleston and the Stratosphere, essentially, halfway between downtown and the strip. Our address is 1300 South Main Street. And our website is patinadecorlv.com.
That sounds great. Best of luck to you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Time now for a visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today, Scott and I discuss a variation on a classic Vegas table game, triple zero in roulette. I understand now that is going on around town. It just kind of messes up your odds a little bit. People upset about it, or does anybody even care?
Yes, gamblers care. People who are casual gamblers do not care. So triple zero is an addition to the traditional roulette game, which for the most part in Las Vegas, you'll see a zero and double zero. In some of the high limit rooms, you'll see a single zero game, which is much better for the player, by the way. But those tend to be like $25 minimum. The minimums are quite high. So the typical game is double zero. So recently, the Venetian had a triple zero game for some time, probably a year or two. And so now the bad news is that Planet Hollywood has rolled out a triple zero game, and New York has rolled one out as well. The appeal to the player is that the minimum on that table, even though the odds are much worse, the minimum is lower. So if all the tables are $15, the minimum on this one will be 10. So it's very tempting to play for the casual player, because for them there's just an extra spot on the table. But what it does is it raises the house edge from a little over 5% to over 7%. And for gamblers who gamble, that is a really horrible, it's a bad game that's now a much worse game. So you can very easily distinguish them, because the triple zero is right up at the top. And at the Venetian, it's called Sands Roulette. So there's a little Sands logo. In the other places, it's just three zeros. I don't know. I was upset at first, but then I read somewhere, possibly on my blog, that if you play at a table with a lower minimum, you'll actually lose less, even though the odds are worse, than a table where you're betting more. So, you know, my primary rule is have fun. Know the game. Know enough so that you're not being taken advantage of, but have fun. Does it matter if it's an extra 2% house advantage? Maybe not. Is there another table next to it? Can you afford to do the minimum on that one? Play the smarter game. But ultimately, don't let it ruin your trip. Don't let it weigh on you. And don't, you know, math is the opposite of fun to me. You know, doing math can ruin my trip. So I try to be oblivious to it, but it's hard. Keno is the perfect example. 25% house edge, by far the worst game. I play Keno because it's fun. If I'm having dinner in the cafe and I want to fill out a Keno card, that's I do it for fun. So don't let math ruin your trip.
Thanks for listening. Next week, it's that time of year again, hockey in the desert. Can the Vegas Golden Knights do anything like they did last year? They're making some big moves, and you'll hear all about it from the experts. Thanks again. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.